Welcome to the No Budget RC Podcast. I am your host, Eli, and you are listening to episode 60. So we always start off with what is new in my RC garage. I actually have quite a bit new. What I'm doing is I'm gathering parts. I have a Techno EB48.3 roller that I had picked up a while back. And I'm getting parts together to get that up and running. I have a little project going with that. So I have a bought the motor and ESC used, their Reedy 4S system. Picked up a cheap servo for it. Few other pieces that I noticed were missing off of it. And also, if you listened a few episodes back, you'll know that I robbed the rear gearbox out of it to put into my Techno MT410. So I got a new rear gearbox for it. So I'll be getting started on that project here soon. I have more parts on the way for it. And I need to order some more parts for it. But that's pretty much that's what I have new in the RC garage. So what I wanted to talk about in this episode is actually what I'm doing is answering someone's question. I got a message, private message through Instagram. Somebody said they listened to the podcast. And he said that he currently has an RC basher. And he's been watching videos about crawling and wants to get into crawling. And his plan was to pick up a Red Cat Gen 7, and he was told by some guy, I don't know if the guy worked at the hobby shop or if he was just at the hobby shop, because he just said he was told by a guy at the hobby shop to avoid the Red Cat Gen 7, and he wanted my opinion on what I thought. And if you don't know, I currently do not have any crawlers, but I have owned several crawlers. I've owned Losi Nightcrawler, a Losi Comp Crawler, I've owned a couple of AX-10, Axial AX-10s, a couple of Axial SEX-10s, Wraith, actually had a Red Cat Gen 7, probably some more in there, I'm forgetting. I've had a couple of SEX-10-2s, had a TRX-4, so I've had quite a few crawlers. So he wanted my opinion on what I thought, and so I asked him, because I needed an idea for a new episode, so I asked him, hey, is it cool if I answer you in the podcast? And he said that would be great, since he is a listener. Okay, so in my opinion, having owned the Red Cat Gen 7, I really don't think there's anything wrong with the Red Cat Gen 7. My biggest issue is parts support is very weak on it. Aftermarket is pretty weak on it. Red Cat does sell some aluminum replacement parts. In my area, there's no hobby shops that I know of that carry parts for it. So when I did have it, I did have to order parts. And it's an older technology. It has very large differentials, like on the original SCX-10. That's a little bit of a downside. You will get hung up more. However, I learned on AX-10s and SCX-10s, the originals, to crawl. And I honestly think it makes you a better crawler because you do have to pay more attention to tire placement and how you're going to hit an obstacle. But that being said, if you do go out crawling with a group of guys and they have SCX-10-2s or Gen 8s that have portal axles or the TRX-4s that have portal axles, they're going to have more clearance than you. You are definitely going to have to more carefully choose your lines, and there will just be some areas where you're just going to get, you know, your axles are going to get hung up. That being said, Red Cat does sell the portal kit, so if you do get one and you get into rock crawling, down the road you can upgrade to portal axles, and I believe that's like $100 or $110 for that kit, and it's everything you need to put portals under your Gen 7. I don't think the Gen 7 would be a bad purchase for you, being that you're not sure if you're going to like crawling. You've just been watching videos. I don't know if you have any friends that are into crawling. If you have some friends that are into crawling, I would recommend going with them, and maybe one of them can either let you drive their vehicle, or maybe they have multiple vehicles, and they have a vehicle that you can drive to see if you like it. And if you do like it, honestly, I would get something else. With better aftermarket part support, because that's one of the things I really like about crawlers is upgrading them to make them what I want. And there's a lot of crawlers out there that have a lot better aftermarket support. Honestly, Axial SCX-10-2 has really good part support. You're going to be looking at about $300 to get their more budget ones, like the Deadbolt. TRX-4 has fairly good, the Traxxas TRX-4 has fairly good aftermarket support. I did find that it really kind of limited, like, I guess it's just the way the chassis set up. I felt like I was kind of limited on what I could do on that vehicle. Like, my options were a little bit less. Not that people don't make parts for them, just like, I don't know, just I think it's just the way that chassis is laid out makes it a little harder to make it your own and customize it the way I wanted to. I have not owned one, but the Element RC, the Element Enduro, I really do want to get my hands on one of those eventually. I believe they are going to have good aftermarket support. Seems like they're coming out really strong, and being it's under the Team Electrics brand, I think they are going to have a really good aftermarket support. And really kind of depends on what vehicle appeals to you. But the if you don't have any friends that have an RC or that have a crawler that you can try out, it might be best to go with the Gen 7 because it is a very cheap option. I believe you can pick them up for about $200. Being you do already have an RC car, I'm going to assume you have lipos and charger and a charger. So in that case, if you do have the extra money to spend, you might want to look at the Axial or the Traxxas or the Element RC. Or even if you really feel that you want to go with the Red Cat brand, maybe look at the Gen 8. It still has a few things. Steering geometry is not great on it, and I don't like the fact, I like the look of that Scout body, but that Scout body is very large and tends to hang up on a lot of stuff, which is also a problem with the bumpers on the Element RC. The Element RC, the Enduro, or whatever it's called, there's another one out now that has little tires on it, little 155 wheels on it. The original one that came out had very large bumpers, and they also will hang up on a lot of stuff, but that's pretty easy to take the bumpers off and eventually get some aftermarket bumpers, or even just take them off and run without them. But honestly, I don't think that the Red Cat Gen 7 is a horrible rig, and especially if you're not sure you're going to want to be that RC crawling is something you're going to want to do. You can always pick one up. You decide that it is something you like, then what you could do is always sell it down the road and get something, that's more upgradable, or even just keep it. And if you're willing to do a little fabricating, you can kind of, mix match parts. I've seen a lot of people take Red Cat Gen 7s and they have axial transmissions in them and axial axles under them. So that's always an option if you're good at fabricating. If you do get a Red Cat Gen 7, you can check out my YouTube channel, No Budget RC on YouTube. And I actually did some cheap mod and upgrade videos on YouTube of my Gen 7. So you can always check those out. Actually, modified the body a little bit and modified the bumpers to get the bumpers in closer and get the body down a little bit lower. And then also did a steering mod because that is another weak point of the Gen 7 is it does not have very sharp steering. So there's a video that I did where I did a steering mod, took some axial rod ends and put on there that were curved, which got the tie rod away from the front differential a little bit and allowed me to get more throw out of the tires, a little more turning radius. It's also another nice thing about the Gen 7 is it does come with bead locks, so you can easily add some weight to the wheels. I actually have a video of that too on YouTube. I actually have a couple videos. I have one that I did on the Gen 7, and I had another one that I did on my Axial SCX-10-2 Wheels and Tires. I believe that's what it was. Yeah, the last, the deadbolt, axial SCX10-2 deadbolt I had. Did a, it had the axial plastic bead locks, and I added a little bit of weight to them. So you can always check those out. Yeah, the biggest thing is there's not going to be a ton of aftermarket support for that vehicle. But if it's you're not sure you want to get into crawling, it definitely is the cheapest that I would go. I wouldn't go with anything. If you can find a no-name brand crawler that's cheaper, I would not go any less than the Red Cat. That's definitely the kind of like the bottom of the hobby grade. I wouldn't go. I mean, I know that like the I think it's Banggood sells some crawlers and some other RCs. I wouldn't go that route. I do not know anything about their part support. I know that they're overseas. The RCs are made overseas. And I imagine they probably have to order parts from overseas. So you could be waiting like 2 weeks on parts on those. So I definitely would not go with anything less than the Red Cat Gen 7. So hope this has been helpful to you. And I hope it's been helpful to anyone else that's listening that might have the same question. And wish you the best of luck. Crawling can be very fun. For me, I find that it's actually funner to do the upgrades and the builds on the trucks. Then I tend to run them a couple times, and then I sell them, and I start over building another one. I there for a while. At one point, I had switched to all crawlers, and that's all I was doing. But I kind of lost touch with that group that I was going with. I think that's part of it, is I really only find crawling fun if I can get a group of people together and go do it. But so I wish you the best of luck. I hope you do enjoy it. And like I said, if you do get the Red Cat Gen 7, I don't think it's a terrible choice like they were telling you. And check out those videos that I was telling you about if you want to make it a little more capable. And then that's really about all I had for this episode. So until next time, keep a shiny side up, and I will talk to you later. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.